Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is pleading with his Republican colleagues to drop their hardline tactics and work together to approve a conservative spending plan and avoid a partial government shutdown next weekend. NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
The sticking point is that no matter how many concessions Speaker Kevin McCarthy makes to his hard right Republicans, they will not vote to fund the government. So a shutdown does seem imminent by October 1st. We don't know how long a shutdown would last, but millions of federal workers would lose their paychecks. Some federal agencies would shut down, although Social Security and Medicare checks are supposed to continue to go out, but it would be a very big disruption.
NPR's Mara Liasson reporting. McCarthy is planning to start voting on Tuesday on funding bills. Meanwhile, the White House is warning federal agencies to be prepared for a shutdown. This as the United Auto Workers Union strike continues. President Biden says he'll visit Michigan Tuesday and will walk a picket line in support of auto workers. This is thousands more GM and Stellantis workers across the country went on strike this weekend. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports on the expansion of the UAW workers' strike.
This started as a targeted strike at just three assembly plants, and even with 38 more plants now joining in, it's still targeted. They're all much smaller plants that distribute parts rather than make them. But that's still going to be a problem for dealerships and car owners needing repairs. That's according to Shelley Thomas, a GM worker joining the strike in Mississippi.
It's going to be a nightmare. They're not just ordering those parts just to order those parts. People need those parts.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain said the union did make significant progress negotiating with Ford, so no new plants are striking against that automaker for now. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Basaha in Tupelo, Mississippi.
French President Emmanuel Macron says France will pull its ambassador out of Niger and end its military presence in the country. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports this comes after a coup in July, which saw a military junta depose the democratically elected president.
The move is a blow to France's policy in Africa. French troops have also pulled out of neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso in recent years after coups and rising anti-French sentiment there. France had stationed thousands of troops in the region to fight jihadist groups and at the request of African leaders. It had repeatedly refused an order by Niger's new junta for its ambassador to leave, saying it didn't recognize the coup leaders as legitimate. But in an interview on national television Sunday, Macron said that he had spoken to Niger's ousted president Mohamed Bazoum and told him that France has decided to bring back its ambassador. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. A famous French painting of a woman went on display today in the U.S. for the first time, but it's not the Mona Lisa. NPR's Jennifer Vanesco reports that Olympia is now at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York.
Édouard Manet showed the art world a new way of painting a female nude in 1863. Olympia is lying on a bed, naked except for slippers, a bracelet, and a ribbon around her neck, staring defiantly at the viewer instead of demurely away. A black woman is bringing her flowers, perhaps from an admirer. The painting has only left France three times. This is the first time it's crossed the Atlantic. Stéphane Malhojan co-curated the exhibit.
The painting looks spectacular here. There's no stanchion. There's no barrier. I think some will still be shocked. Some will be amused. Some will be engaged. Some will be confused.
Olympia is part of the blockbuster Manet Degas exhibit opening at the Met this weekend. Jennifer Vanesco, NPR News, New York.
Grammy-winning singer Usher will headline the Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show in Las Vegas in February. The music megastar, who has won 8 Grammys, says he's looking forward to performing on the NFL's biggest stage. Usher jumped into superstardom with Confessions, which sold more than 10 million units in the U.S. The 44-year-old is currently headlining his Usher My Way residency in Las Vegas, which has drawn sold-out shows and rave reviews. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.